Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Elaine, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What is the problem?
How are you? So the problem at the moment is we've seen in media over the last couple of weeks that parents cannot get places and services. And this is down to lack of staff. We can't get staff. So as we speak at the moment in full daycare services, they're starting to close down rooms because we've no choice. We cannot get staff anywhere. And this is all stems to the lack of government investment over the last 10 or 11 years. We've been chronically underfunded for years. We do not have sustainability. Therefore, you can hear that parents are saying they can't get places for their babies. So baby rooms are shutting down because that's just not a viable part of the business at the moment. And it's so overregulated as well. It's very hard to run a baby room in services.
There was a shortage of places even before the pandemic. How has the pandemic made it worse?
It just seems to have gotten an awful lot worse. And, you know, the birth rates as well are up and things like that. So we just don't have the places. And the other thing is, you've got to remember, a load of services have closed down in the last 2 years and new services have not reopened. And this is going to continue to happen. I mean, I'm seeing it now, like people ringing me and saying, I can't keep this up, the stress and the strain. We can't get staff. We don't have sustainability. I can't do this anymore. I had a girl on to me last night saying it. I also had a provider on in Dublin who went to a college in Spain, hired four girls from a college in Spain, has brought them over to Dublin to work in her service and has taken on a house for them to live in. I mean, how is that right?
Yeah.
You know, it's absolutely madness. Staffing crisis is here now today. I've brought it to our minister. I've brought it to the department. Nobody is listening. We cannot get staff. We are scrambling for staff. We are losing degree-led people out into the workforce. They're leaving the sector. Why? Because we can't pay them the big wages that these people deserve. They deserve so much, and we can't give it to them unless we keep hitting the parents for more fees. You know, as I said before, parents shouldn't have to take the hit.
Yeah, and let's face it, and this is no blame to you, but a lot of the fees are already bordering on the unsustainable anyway.
Yeah, absolutely.
So parents can't take
it. And it's
anymore.
All beyond our control. Yeah, it's beyond our control. And it's very sad to see the sector falling apart like this. You see it in other countries as well. You see it in the UK as well. But, you know, at the end of the day, it comes down to funding. That's it. They need to listen. We need more funding so that we can sustain our businesses, keep our staff, pay them the correct wages. There is a wage scale there that was done in 2018. It was completely ignored. It's called the Mercer Pay Scale. It was put out there by CRAN and NCN, and it's a fabulous wage scale for the sector. It's a professional wage scale, and we have put it into our budget submission this year, and we really want the government to support this.
Yeah. You were saying that the regulation is a huge problem as well.
Yes, for the baby rooms. Like, I stopped doing babies like 5 years ago. We don't take children under the age of two.
And what are the problems associated with it, Elaine? What are the extra things you need to do?
Well, I don't know what they are now. At the time, it just wasn't a viable part of my business. So in my room, I could take 11 children into that room, Etche children. You know, and I was taking three babies. So I stopped taking the three babies and then I just took Etche children in instead. So that makes it a viable part of my business.
And the providers up and down the country they can't get the staff. And that's because they can't offer enough wages? The staff aren't out there? What is the key issue?
I think what's happened is that people have stopped. I know that I've heard on the grapevine that they're in colleges and they're doing the childcare courses, they're just not coming back out to work in the sector.
Yeah.
They're going back and they're staying and they're doing more. So they're going to do level 7 and level 8. You know, and why would you come into a sector that can't afford to pay you a decent wage to ensure that you can get a mortgage? I mean, and that's the reality. I mean, even for me as a provider, providers also struggle to get mortgages because our businesses are not sustainable. Mm. You know, it's nationwide. It's not just in one section. We did a survey which showed that it was nationwide.
Yeah.
You know, the staffing crisis.
Like, to listen to you say that, some might say, crikey, isn't childcare expensive enough? Are they not making enough money? So that's, I think, that's a myth you've got to bust, I think.
Well, and this is it. Like, so we've had funding for 10 or 11 years now, okay? That funding has only gone up by 7% in that time. Yet rents, everything else has gone up. You know, ESB, everything has gone up. And food, everything. But this has not changed. And this is down to, like, when we get allocated a whole load of funding from the government, it goes to all different places before we get our cut. So it goes to all of the different departments. So if you hear that we're getting 600 million, that 600 million doesn't come to the providers. It goes to all of the departments that have been created over the last 10 or 11 years.
Yeah. It sounds like it's getting very stressful.
Better start. It's unworkable. It is an unworkable system now. And, you know, at the end of the day, providers are looking to take a stand because they just can't do it anymore. We really can't, and we don't want to let anybody down. You know, and it's going to end up that parents are going to put their children out to childminders now and they won't be able to get creche places. And that's it in a nutshell. You know, this sector is in crisis and nobody is listening. Mm. And we've tried and tried and tried. Every group out there that works for providers, staff, everybody, we're all saying the same thing. So why are the government not listening? Why are the department not listening? The questions need to go to them as to what they're going to do about the childcare sector.
Okay. Elaine, thank you. You state your case and stated well. Elaine Dunn is chair of the Federation of Early Childhood Providers, and a chronic shortage of staff leading to a chronic shortage of places, leading to effectively what she's saying, an emergency in the provision of childcare.
Cork's 96 FM.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.